Sports Radio.
Injured in an accident? Call Creed & Creed in Monroe for local experienced representation. This is KNBB Dubok Rustin Monroe, 97.7. It's time for the First National Bank Bleed Tech Blue Radio Show. This is your source for Louisiana Tech sports news. For the next 90 minutes, Bleed Tech Blue Radio goes deep inside Tech football, basketball, and recruiting. Tonight's show on Sports Talk 977 is also brought to you by O'Neill Gas, Brister Smokehouse, Brennan Dodge, Dairy Queen, Rustin and El Dorado, Walpole Tire, and Ideal Portable Buildings. Text us on the Fairway Carts text line at 888-993-7762. Now, here's your host, Ben Carlisle.
Welcome in, Bleed Tech Blue Radio. Ben Carlisle, Beck Haynes, coming at you live from the Sports Talk 97.7 studio here in Ruston, Louisiana. John Tabor running the board. Final show of season 11. Beck, it's been 23 shows. You've been here for 8. Last two shows, you failed to bring any sort of notes. The end is here, and I believe it's a good thing because you've quit.
I have not quit, Ben. I don't have a good excuse.
Sometimes life gets in the way.
Yeah, sometimes I don't spend all day looking at the sports like you do. I don't get paid the big bucks like you do, Ben, and that's the reason why you have a successful website and I'm just a member of it, you know?
Yeah,
let's be real.
You are. And you know, as Russell says, you can call us, you can text us on the Fairway Carts hotline, 888-993-7762. Russell says, let's get it. So let's get it.
Let's get it.
Let's get it, Russell. Let's go ahead and thank our sponsors, Brennan Dodge, Dairy Queen, Rustin.
Whoa, Ben. If I have one job on this show, it's the sponsors.
Okay.
Brennan Dodge, Dairy Queen of Rustin and El Dorado, Walpole Tire and Service, Scott Seafood, Ideal Portable Buildings, Brister Smokehouse Barbecue, and our good friends at O'Neill Gas.
Oh, yeah, we'd love to thank our friends at O'Neill Gas. As always, I'd like to thank our title sponsor, First National Bank. Beck, I'd just like to thank you for not reading the sponsors backwards tonight.
It got a little out of control last week. Nah, I was just keeping it fresh, Ben.
Well, I appreciate you keeping it fresh, but big show planned for tonight. As we mentioned before we went off the air last week, National Signing Day was here. Louisiana Tech adds 5 signees to its 2019 class, brings that total to 16. Still some work to do as we get into the springtime. Coach Holtz announced that spring football practice will start on March the 15th. Spring game will be held on April the 13th. Beck,
I'll be there.
You're going to make it out to any spring practices?
Yeah,
is the question.
There, Ben. You know, I think
Beck likes to show up for the scrimmages.
I surprised you last year.
You did. You love to show up for the scrimmages, and I appreciate it. Now, are you really taking in practice, or are you socializing? That's to be debated. But hey, we're happy you're there.
You know what, Ben? I just, you know, there to make you look good, so you can talk to the coaches, and I can, you know, give a little head nod to my players, you know?
Well,
let them know I care about sources. I mean, I don't bug the players, Ben. Come on.
I thought you were figuring out, you know, who maybe the next holder might be.
Oh, I mean, that kind of stuff. But I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't dare bug the players.
Next third-string quarterback.
Hey, that's the stuff the average fan cares about, BC. Right. When the starting quarterback's doing poorly, immediately the backup is better.
Well,
so I got to know who it is.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you one thing. You stay longer at spring practices than you stay for home football games.
Ben,
true or false?
That's false. 100%.
Well, I just remember one game last year. I look up and you're gone. So.
Well, that's because, Ben, there was a special situation with a certain deer that I was having some run-ins with.
And you caught him on the camera.
Caught him on the camera. Had to get out there.
Anyway,
and
so.
And honestly, Ben, before we even go any further, can you blame me for the product? I was there. I was supporting. But if the dogs are going to quit on me, I might as well just go get in the deer stand, Ben.
Well, Beck, and you make a great point. You talk about the product. Well, coming up at 6:15, we're going to talk about some stability. Last week, I gave my State of the Louisiana Tech Athletics Program address. This week, we're talking about it. We're going to talk about the stability with the three major sports at Louisiana Tech when it comes to football, men's basketball, and baseball. I'm going to tell you – actually, I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to give you some facts. You're welcome to chime in on the hotline, 888-993-7762. And we're going to let Beck give me his opinion on the three major sports programs at Louisiana Tech and where we stand, you know, within Conference USA amongst the teams that we play on a more regular basis. Coming up at 6:30, I don't know if you've heard of him, the man, the myth, the legend, New York Yankees left-handed pitcher Philip Deal will join us. Mr. Deal reported to spring training in Tampa, Florida yesterday, finished up his 2018 campaign in AAA for the Yankees. I fully expect him to get the call to the big leagues this year, potentially get an opportunity to compete for a very good Yankees club.
Did you play with Phil Deal?
No, I did not.
You just missed him.
Just missed him.
Probably a good thing because he'd have sat your butt on the bench.
Well, hey, you know, one thing I'm going to tell him is, you know, if you get the opportunity to speak to Aaron Judge, you remember what Aaron Judge did against your boy. We'll see ya.
Yeah.
We'll see
ya. That's Ben's claim to fame. Just for all of you listeners out there, anytime we get in an argument and Ben feels like he's losing, he likes to throw out that he K'd up Aaron Judge.
MVP Aaron Judge.
MVP Aaron Judge. So,
anyways, we'll catch up with Phil Deal, 6:30. Major League Baseball, spring training, I believe catchers and pitchers reported for a lot of the teams across the league today. As always, Bleed Tech Blue is your home for following all of Louisiana Tech's players in both Major League Baseball and Minor League Baseball. If you remember, former Bulldog right-handed pitcher Phil Maton has spent the last 2 years in the big leagues for the San Diego Padres. He'll be competing for a bullpen spot once again. Then there's, you know, four or five others that are in the minor leagues as well. When you talk about not only Phil Deal, you got Braden Bristow also in the Yankees organization, Rafael Gladu with the New York Mets, Adam Atkins with the New York Mets, Nate Harris had a great career at Louisiana Tech. He's in the Colorado Rockies organization, and I believe Brent Diaz is still with the Milwaukee Brewers. So join us, BleedTechBlue.com, for all the latest baseball news when it comes to the pro dogs, the professional diamond dogs.
Let me ask you
dogs.
This. So if you're in AAA, you're getting like what?
I think you're making
bucks a month?
No, I think in AAA you start making a little bit of money.
Okay, so if you get called up for like a game or two, do you get a bigger check because you play in the bigs?
Yep, no? Prorated major league minimum.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So,
hey, Russell wants us to tell the old Aaron Judge KO story.
Oh, well, Russell.
Okay, let me ask you, first of all, was there any hype around Aaron Judge besides him just being 6'13"?
Well, if you remember, you go back to Judge's freshman year, I remember Fresno State came to the Love Shack, and not a whole lot of people knew about him. You know, I mean, yeah, he was 6'8". They knew he was a big outfielder, but he wasn't, you know, you look at him today, and he's hitting 40 bombs a year. I think when he was a freshman at Fresno State, yeah, he hit like 360, but he hit like two home runs. He didn't really grow into his body and his power until he got a little bit older, but
So you struck him out when he was a freshman?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
Are you going to let me tell my story
or
not?
Go ahead.
So as a sophomore, I was a sophomore as well. Me and Mr. Judge are the same age, and we went down to the WAC tournament, and, you know, we end up losing the first game before we just a switch flipped in the hotel. And we were playing at the Cubs Spring Training Complex, Ho-Ho Cam Park. Now it's not the home of the Cubs, but so – you know, we get into the fourth or fifth game of the tournament. You know, we're obviously low on pitching, and lo and behold, BC gets the call. It's like, BC, you got the start today. I'm like, Coach, I ain't started a game all year. And he's like, well, hey, listen, there's not a whole lot.
No scouting report on you.
No, there's not a whole lot of talent in this Fresno lineup. You know, you got six or seven guys that will be drafted come June. You got Mr. Judge, I believe he's a sophomore. You know, he's just really crushing the ball this year. He'll be in the four hole. Make sure you keep the ball down. Well, Judge comes up the first time, and this was, Beck says it's my claim to fame. Like, it really is. Yeah. This was the best game I pitched in my career. And, you know, first comes up first time, I pop him two fastballs in the inner half.
About 81, 82.
Oh, yeah. Maybe 83, 84. And just caught Judge by surprise. He didn't think a little lefty with no facial hair would challenge him with the heater. So I get him 0-2. And I was like, man, I got to figure out a way to put this guy away. So
here comes good thought as a pitcher.
Here comes the deuce. And Judge was just caught looking.
He didn't even swing.
No. Three straight. Sayonara.
We'll see ya.
But, hey, next time he came to bat, I kid you not, I stayed with the curveball. He hit the ball so hard back at me over the top of my head, I swear it hit the bill of my cap. Like the ball did not bounce until it, like...
hit the fence in the outfield.
No, it didn't hit the fence. But, like, on a one-hop to the center fielder's chest, about, what am I, 6 foot tall? About 6 foot 2 inches off the ground.
Dang.
Oh, yeah. The kid could hit, but that's my claim to fame, but...
You anyway. Caught him looking. That's all right.
Hey,
it happens.
Caught Judge looking. He won a home run derby a few years later.
Was there another guy that was famous that you struck out?
Colton Wong?
Never heard of him.
Didn't strike him out. Plays Cardinals, second baseman for the Cardinals. Got him on a foul out.
Nice. Which is even harder to do, really.
Yeah. Speaking of Wong, he played at Hawaii, and we haven't shared a conference with Hawaii in quite some time, but they have a heck of a baseball atmosphere out there. Like,
really?
Oh, man.
Looks like a nice stadium, or
nice stadium, heck of a crowd, fans that are engaged, fans that will absolutely rip you as an opposing player. I thought it was, I loved it. But
hey,
if you're not having fun playing baseball in Hawaii,
yeah, you got problems.
Yeah, well,
pretty sure I slept in your room while you were gone in Hawaii, bro.
Right? Yeah, you didn't wash the sheets
no,
either, bro.
Come on, dude.
Anyway, so Phil Deal join us at 6:30, 6:45. We're going to talk some Dunkin' Dog Lady Texter hoops. Dunkin' Dog's trending in the wrong direction. Dropped a 73-71 decision at Southern Miss on Saturday afternoon. That was an overtime defeat. We'll take a look at, you know, their remaining schedule. They return home this week against UTEP and UTSA as they're now 5-7 in conference play. Back a couple of weeks ago, we left Brooke's store and the Lady Texters for dead. Well, if a cat has 9 lives, the Lady Texters sure as heck got 2.
I don't know where you're going with
3
that.
In a row. Dropped a 106 burger on Southern Miss Saturday.
We must have got him fired up, Ben.
Legends Day, Kiara Anthony drops a 45 burger. Conference USA Player of the Week. Anthony can really score the basketball. I sound like a broken record. Yes, this is a new show. We're not talking about the same thing week in and week out. Anthony really continues to score the basketball week in and week out. So we'll talk Lady Texter, Dunkin' Dog hoops at 6:45, 7 o'clock. What will we talk about at 7 o'clock?
Whatever,
who knows?
Whatever Tabes wants to.
Yeah, who knows?
Tabes segment.
We might talk some AAF.
We might talk our favorite moments of the year, Ben, if we remember any.
Yes, I think we should. We'll talk favorite moments of the year. I certainly have a few that I could share. 7:15, of course, we'll wrap up the show, conclude another season of Bleed Tech Blue Radio. Just speaking for myself, but it's been plenty of fun this year.
Oh, it's been plenty of fun, Ben.
We're always looking to get bigger and better. Who knows if Beck will be back?
We need some off-season for sure to really reevaluate some things.
Oh, yeah. We got to talk to some of our
renegotiate some contracts.
Yeah, we got to talk to Colin Cowherd, see if he thinks we should talk NBA a little more often, talk some LeBron, maybe talk some Tom Brady, see if that'll help us out with the ratings. So that's coming up at 7:15. I don't know if you picked up on some Lady Texter softball this past weekend. We have Mark Montgomery on last week. They were headed to the beach, which I do in the off season or on a bye week, actually. They go 5-0.
Sounds like they need their own segment, Ben. Like a parking spot.
Yeah, well, if they keep doing what they're doing, they're certainly going to earn it. 5-0 this weekend at Gulf Shores. Knock off number 17, Auburn.
If Tech goes undefeated in softball, do they play for the Natty?
Oh, without a doubt.
It's possible?
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. Women's College World Series in Oklahoma City, if they make it,
we're going.
Bleed Tech Blue will be there. Lady Texters return home tomorrow, home opener, Southeastern. They'll also host.
You going to be at the bus stop waiting for them to get here, bro, with your little signs?
Doubt it. Lady Texter Complex this weekend, Louisiana Tech Invitational. Beck, did you have a little free time this weekend? I know you're a busy man, to catch some AAF action.
I caught the fourth quarter. Right, I mean, I turned it on, and then they were talking about Quentin Patton catching a pass.
Listen, the guy put up some great numbers. Balling out. Former Bulldog. Four catches, 107 yards. And a couple of guys mentioned on the Bleed Tech Blue message board that he dropped a couple of passes. But today I'm reading an article in The Athletic, and apparently he dropped like four or five.
No, really?
Like, they were talking about the standout receivers, and they were like, you know, Quentin Patton, four catches, 107 yards, but also had four or five drops. And
I'm like, he's been out of football a few years.
Yeah, cut the man a break. But anyways, I thought overall AAF pretty solid product. I'll definitely be tuning in if I got some free time.
Yeah, there's a place for it. I just hope it generates enough revenue to stay alive.
Oh yeah, definitely. And
but they've done it. They've started it the right way.
Well, when you have Bill Polian as your founder. Yeah, we know who he drafted.
Who?
Peyton Manning.
Well,
so the dude knows
Jeff
football.
Fisher was in the booth. Who's on the sideline?
Steve Spurrier, the old ball coach.
Yeah, who was coaching the Birmingham team?
I
don't remember. I recognize him. He used to be in the NFL.
Not Bill Belichick, I'll tell you that much. Anyways, we'll go ahead and take our first time out. As always, you can call us. You can text us on the Fairway Carts hotline. 888-993-7762. We'll be right back after the break.
At First National Bank, part of being the uncommon bank is a dedication to community involvement. We are dedicated to the communities we serve. First National Bank has the privilege of partnering with MedCamps of Louisiana for the 2017 Louisiana Tech football season. For every touchdown the Bulldogs score, FNB will donate $100 to MedCamps, a nonprofit organization that provides a residential camping experience free of charge to children living with special needs. Visit their website, medcamps.org, for more information on how you can help. First National Bank, we promise to be uncommon in all things we do. Member FDIC.
The Bleed Tech Blue Radio Show is brought to you in part by O'Neill Gas. O'Neill Gas offers propane delivery to homes and businesses throughout North Louisiana. For more information, go to O'NeillGas.com.
Ram Truck Month is here at Brennan Dodge in Ruston with huge savings on the 2019 Motor Trend Truck of the Year. The 2019 has earned several awards, so come test drive this awesome new truck today and save. Get a 19 1500 Crew Laramie and save $10,000 off. Get $8,500 off on a 19 Ram Crew Longhorn and save $9,500 off on a 19 Ram Crew Bighorn. Don't miss Ram Truck Month at your J.D. Power Customer First Award winner, Brennan Dodge in Ruston.
Bulldog fans, this is Chris Brister from Brister's Smokehouse, and I'd like to invite you to our new location, 1420 Cooktown Road in Ruston, across the street from our old location. Stop in and try our famous scatter load on your choice of four different types of bread. Our barbecue nachos are piled high with your favorite type of meat. And you have to taste for yourself our tender and juicy smoked cooked chicken, my personal favorite. So whether you're in town at a Tech game or just in the mood for the best barbecue in town, come see us at Brister's Smokehouse, 1420 Cooktown Road in Ruston.
Want to find out stuff about Tech sports your neighbor doesn't know? Keep it right here on Bleed Tech Blue Radio, brought to you by First National Bank. Call or text the show on the Fairway Carts hotline, 888-993-7762.
Welcome back, Bleed Tech Blue Radio. Ben Carlisle, Beck Haynes, coming at you live from the Sports Talk 977 studios. Final show of Season 11. Obviously, Beck, I forgot to mention in the previous segment, pretty big loss on the gridiron. Tim Rattay, former Bulldog quarterback, former NFL quarterback, is off to the NFL. Will be coaching quarterbacks for the Washington Redskins. Will be interesting to see who Skip Holtz tabs as his replacement. I know that we reported on Sunday afternoon that Todd Fitch, offensive coordinator, will now coach the quarterbacks as well. So Coach Holtz is in the market for a wide receivers coach. So it'll definitely be interesting to see how, you know, Skip chooses to replace Rattay. I think the big thing is to get a quality recruiter. And I know a lot of people have a negative reaction as, you know, Fitch catches a lot of flack for being the offensive coordinator, doesn't call plays and all that. I get it. But my one thought to him moving to as the quarterback's coach is Fitch and Holtz have spent so much time together, and I just wonder if that gives Skip a lot more confidence knowing that, you know, and we say all the time a coach always hires his guy as it's a negative thing. Well, like, that's what college football is. It's all about your connections as to what you have, you know, around the country with fellow assistant coaches. So I wonder if this might give him some more comfort into the in that quarterback position, knowing that, you know, he has deep ties to Fitch and having coached with him for so long.
Yeah, teamwork makes the dream work, BC. I think you're right. Fitch is a good recruiter, isn't he?
Yeah, he's pretty solid.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not frustrated. I mean, I know Rattay is like the golden child, and I have nothing bad to say about Rattay. But at this point in my average fandomism, I'm just ready for a little bit of a change. Any little spark, anything different.
Well, I think that, you know, you mix anything up.
And I'm not saying it was Rattay's fault.
No, I agree. And like, you mix anything up, and that's any coaching position, whether, you know, receivers coach, special teams coach, linebackers coach, whatever it may be. These are 18 to 22-year-olds. Sometimes things can grow stale, and just a new voice can flip a switch, can light a fire under a kid, which can, in turn, create a tremendous amount of success. So it'll be interesting to see how that move plays out.
If you're Jackson Thompson, are you frustrated?
You know, Rattay was obviously the lead recruiter for Thompson. Are you frustrated? I would imagine you're a little bit disappointed. I think any college kid would be, and that's not to say, you know, J-Mark could be frustrated that Rattay's leaving. I mean, Weston Elliott, Nate Cox, you know, Aaron Allen, any of those guys in that room could be, depending on the relationship that they had with Rattay. But at the end of the day, Jackson Thompson's going to be a Louisiana Tech Bulldog. He'll be here in March. And he's just like the rest of them. You come in, you compete for a spot. Now, if it was the head coach leaving, I think that's a little bit different. But I read a study done by The Athletic a couple months ago. Over 70%, and this is at the P5 level, of players end their college career with a different position coach than what they came to college with. So, like, changing position coaches is what it is. You know, it's just what happens at this level. So let's get into the stability at Louisiana Tech. And, you know, Beck, we talk year after year. We want to see a conference championship, whether it's, you know, whether it's football, basketball, baseball, softball, women's basketball, bowling. Speaking of bowling, I believe Tech just signed the number one recruit in America.
Is that a real thing?
That is correct. We have a top 15 program.
Like, I'm shocked by that. I didn't know.
It's crazy. No, we have a top
Tech has a top 15 bowling program.
Who wins a natty first? La Tech women's bowling, or does football win a conference championship first?
I mean, bowling for sure.
You think they can win a natty?
Yeah.
Oh.
The number one recruit.
Oh, I love
Here's
it.
The thing. You don't really get better being a freshman or a senior in
bowling.
Oh,
you could.
You could.
If you get the right spin on it.
But if you're the number one recruit, you might be bowling 300s pretty regularly.
Well, that's true. That's true.
It's not like you need to develop speed and agility, Ben. You just get more precise.
Got to be able to get into a squat.
So, La Tech's women's bowling team competes like on a Division I national level.
Without a
doubt. It's not club.
No.
And we're in the top 15 program.
Yes.
Put that in the paper. I had no idea.
Well, I've seen papers lately. They're not exactly succeeding.
Do they compete at our little bowling alley? That thing's broken half the time.
I would imagine that's where they practice. Yeah.
Ben, that thing is broken half the time.
What do you think they do? Set their own pins up on the tack?
That's why I'm shocked. Like, we don't have, like, a bowling.
But you.
I mean, like, an actual. What do you even call it? A bowling alley.
But you.
We have three lanes in the Lambright.
But you are absolutely full of it. Week in and week out. Like, of course they bowl in the Lambright.
I get that, but are they having the competitions in there? That's my thing.
They're the 14th ranked team in the country.
Wow.
Matt Nantes, the bowling coach, thinks that he can bring a national championship within the next 2 years.
I hope he does. My God.
Beck, last show of the year. Hold nothing back. We're talking bowling.
Ben, if they go to where's the bowling national championship this year?
Find it. I don't know.
We need our stat guy. Where's he at?
Like, let me tell you something. It's like one of our members said about bowling. If you got to have it, you might as well be good at it. And gosh dang it, we're number 14 in the land. I know it's women's. Who's
Ben? You can't.
Who is the top
in a sport? Bowling? It doesn't matter to me if it's men or women's. If you are an impressive bowler, I am impressed.
Who is the NFL player, I believe it is, that's an exceptional bowler? I believe it's a running back.
All right. It's in Illinois.
All right.
Let's go.
All right, so right now we're going to the Women's College World Series in Oklahoma City.
April 19th to 20th. Dab in the middle of turkey season. We're going to Illinois.
Speaking of the Women's College World Series, Mark Montgomery, Lady Texter softball coach, late add to the show tonight. He'll join us at 7 p.m.
No way.
Yes. So go ahead. Tell me.
2 weeks in a row.
Yeah. Tell me a little more about the women's bowling team.
What do you mean? I take it back, Ben. That's gymnastics.
Oh, Beck.
My fault.
Beck.
There's a beach volleyball. Okay, here we go. What? Okay, you talk. I got to figure out where this is at.
Okay.
I don't know where it's at.
Guys, Beck is so fascinated with the fact.
I'm excited. I'm literally shocked.
This thread has been completely hijacked. We were here to talk about stability across the football.
Hey, I'm just looking for a conference championship somewhere, Ben.
Well, Beck, I believe that you're getting far more than a conference championship when you look at the sport of bowling, considering we're number 14 in the land.
Unbelievable.
And Matt Nantas, speaking of Matt Nantas, we should have gotten him on the show.
Ah, Cleveland, Ohio, Ben.
Oh.
Let's go.
We'll go up to the dog pound. We'll visit with some Browns fans, and we'll take in – Beck, do you even know what a spare is?
A spare?
Yeah.
Like spare tire?
No, like a spare in bowling.
Oh, a spare.
Yeah. Yeah. What is it?
That's when you take two bowls to get a strike. Ben, you
want
to go –
You're dang right.
You want to go bowl?
I don't believe it means you take two bowls to get a strike. I believe a strike is on one shot. And a spare is
strikes on one shot. It takes two bowls to get a strike. I see what you're saying.
Knock the pins down.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. You know what I'm saying. To knock all the pins down. Is that how you want me to say
that?
Yeah,
yeah. Do you remember going to, what they have in Shreveport, like Holiday Lanes?
Oh, yeah.
And you couldn't breathe in the joint due to all the smoke.
Couldn't see in the joint because it was dark.
But, hey, had some good nachos while I was bowling.
Plug for Holiday Lanes in Bossier City right now.
While I was bowling with my bumpers, getting a swift 85.
Probably laying the game.
I would imagine that the number one recruit in the land hadn't seen an 85 in the bowling alley since she was about six.
Why Tech?
We're number 14 in
the
land.
If you're the number one, why not you go to the number one?
Maybe because you want to bring a natty to Rustin.
You know I love Rustin, Ben.
You are Rustin.
Who's the number one?
I have no idea. You'd have to figure that out for us.
I'll get a stat guy on that.
You better hurry up because we got to get to a timeout.
All right.
But it's incredible. You know, our women's softball program receives 10 votes today. Number 35 ranked team in the country. Mark Montgomery, and don't get me wrong, like, our Lady Texter softball complex is phenomenal, probably one of the top places in the country when you talk about the playing surface. But, and I don't have any facts to back this up, but I can't imagine that he's dealing with a recruiting budget that's top 35 in the land. So, have to certainly give Mark Montgomery and Matt Nantas some credit at the 6:15 segment of the last show of Bleed Tech Blue Radio. A text on the hotline from Colin. New bowling alley coming to Rustin. Thank the Tech bowling team.
What are they ranking bowling teams by RPI?
I don't have any of this confirmed, but that's certainly nice to hear about the bowling alley. Maybe I'll take my wife on a date. But anyways, let's go ahead and get to our next timeout. We come back after the break. We'll be talking to New York Yankees left-handed pitcher Philip Dill. You're listening to Bleed Tech Blue Radio Sports Talk 97.7.
Sports Talk 977 is presented by the injury attorney Jeff Guerrero in Monroe. If you or someone you know has been injured in an accident or has been the victim of medical malpractice, do what thousands of others have done. Go Guerrero.
Walpole Tire and Service has been a proud La Tech supporter for over 60 years. So when the Bulldogs hit the field or hardwood, make sure your vehicle is game ready. Let the staff at Walpole get you safely to and from the game with brake repair, alignments, and computer diagnostics, plus all major brands of tires, including Goodyear, Michelin, and BF Goodrich. Walpole Tire and Service, a name you can trust. Ruston and West Monroe. Visit WalpoleTire.com.
Ram Truck Month is here at Brennan Dodge in Ruston with huge savings on the 2019 Motor Trend Truck of the Year. The 2019 has earned several awards, so come test drive this awesome new truck today and save. Get a 19 1500 Crew Laramie and save $10,000 off. Get $8,500 off on a 19 Ram Crew Longhorn and save $9,500 off on a 19 Ram Crew Bighorn. Don't miss Ram Truck Month at your J.D. Power Customer First Award winner, Brennan Dodge in Ruston.
Get more fun out of everything you do with a new EasyGo from Fairway Carts in Minden. For years, Fairway Carts has been this area's choice for EasyGo gas or electric golf carts, multi-passenger carts, rugged utility carts for work, and EasyGos for hunting too. With a full line of accessories and expert service department, Fairway Carts delivers it all. Come by the showroom on Highway 531 in Minden, just north of I-20, or call 800-960-CART. You gotta love it. Tech sports, that is. That's why there's Bleed Tech Blue Radio, brought to you by First National Bank. Call or text the show on the Fairway Carts hotline, 888-993-7762.
Welcome back, Bleed Tech Blue Radio. Ben Carlisle, Beck Haynes, coming at you live from the Sports Talk 97.7 studios. And joining us on the Fairway Carts hotline, former Louisiana Tech pitcher, current prospect in the New York Yankees organization, Philip Deal. How we doing tonight, Phil?
How's it going? Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Phil, you know, just real quickly, going back to your career at Louisiana Tech, I know you spent some time in Ruston from 2014 to 2016. Looking back at the season you guys had in 2016, making it to the Starkville Regional in Coach Greg Goff's second year, just how special was that? How special was it to be a part of that team? And talk a little bit about your time in Ruston.
Yeah, that was a very special team we had. I mean, we had a great group of seniors that led us. I was new to Ruston and Louisiana Tech baseball program, and for a couple years there, they hadn't been where they wanted to be. And so, we got off to a great start, beating Arkansas, Louisiana Lafayette, and we just rode that momentum the entire season, and before you know it, we were going up in the RPI, and you know, we just had to have a good showing in the conference tournament, and we went to a regional. And I mean, I still tell that story of the regional and how fun that was, and me personally playing against Cal State Fullerton. Like, I grew up then watching them play in the College World Series pretty much every year, so I knew the history behind everything. And then we came up a little bit short, but I mean, I think I left the senior class and myself, and you know, we got the program going in the right direction. And I mean, I'm a huge Bulldog fan, and I'm always up there checking in, and I think they're destined for some great things this year.
And you go back, you know, a couple months later after that regional, you go into the MLB draft in June. The Yankees take you in round 27. Of the 2016 draft. Talk about the thrill of that moment and kind of the wave of emotions that you must have felt, and how quickly things really jumped into gear once you were able to sign your professional contract.
Yeah, I mean, playing professional baseball had been a dream of mine since I was probably 6 years old. So when New York Yankees called me saying that they had just selected me, I was thrilled. You know, just the history behind it, 27 championships, and just what the Yankees stand for, I was excited to get my pro career started.
And so now, you know, you're in minor league baseball, and you've spent a couple of years in the Yankees organization, and you've obviously progressed through the system pretty quickly. But before we get into some of the on-the-field stuff, off the field, we see it, you know, on a daily basis, how big of a role analytics play in the game today, whether it's talking about, you know, a launch angle for a hitter, a spin rate for a pitcher. Talk about how that has affected your game as a pitcher, you know, coming from Louisiana Tech, where we probably didn't have some of that technology, to now playing for the Yankees, where I'm sure that's drilled into your head day after day.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the big black box behind every backstop at every stadium called TrackMan, that controls my life, and I am well aware of it, and I am very for it. I always thought that I had like a decent fastball, and I got some weird swings on it, but not until I saw the technology behind it that you can understand why something works for you or why something doesn't work for you. So, I mean, I think technology and just the way the game's going forward is amazing from my perspective.
And how has all that technology changed the way that you approach the game, you know, whenever you do take the mound?
I would just say, like, just sticking with your best. I mean, personally, a hitter is a great high ball hitter, but you've got a fastball that has a high spin rate, and, you know, it plays up in the zone, I'm gonna still throw my best against your best, and, you know, I believe that I'm gonna beat you.
Yeah, absolutely. And so now going back onto the field, looking at 2016, obviously you had a great start to your professional career, 38 strikeouts in 31 innings as a rookie. And then you go into the 2017 season, and I'm sure you understand, a 27th round draft pick, not a guy that's probably on a bunch of radars. But talk a little bit about your 2017 season, a year where you put together 101 strikeouts over 85 innings, and really – where you became a name that was known within the Yankees organization.
Yeah, I mean, being a late round pick, nothing is guaranteed, and you know you gotta show something to make you stick around. So I started the 2017 season as a reliever, like the long reliever guy. The starter got knocked out, and then I had pitched well out of the bullpen, and so I got a couple starts. And starter life in pro ball just isn't for me. So I did not have the best success. So I got put back in the bullpen and haven't left since, and pretty much thrived after being brought back to the bullpen.
And you definitely thrived in 2018. I know you started the year in high A ball in Tampa, before finishing the season in AAA, where I assume you're projected to start out again this year. Talk a little bit about the success you had. I know as you continue to climb the ladder through the ranks, I would imagine the hitters continue to get better and better.
Oh, yeah, the hitters get better and better, and the sections get smaller. And if you throw a mistake, it's going to be hit hard. But going back to an analytical standpoint, the Yankees said, like, looked at my numbers and said, we think that you should throw more fastballs and more elevated fastballs. And I'm not a high velocity guy. I'm throwing 92, 94, so I'm not blowing 99 like Chapman. But so I just decided to elevate and celebrate, and I just led to success, and you know, just keeping the hitters honest, and whatever happens after that.
Phil, what can you say about the Yankees organization? Are there a lot of guys within was it the locker room? What do you call it?
Yeah. The clubhouse.
The clubhouse that you've you bonded with, and some of those guys. Have you been in? Have you enjoyed? I know you, of course, you've enjoyed it, but has that been everything you thought it would be being for an organization like that?
Absolutely. I mean, pro ball, it's everyone's out for themselves, so to speak, because we're all trying to get to the big leagues and have that that dream of ours comes true. But, I mean, the group of guys that we have here, everyone cheers for everyone when we're all pitching or hitting or whatever. I got a great group of probably 10 friends of mine that were super close, and luckily we've just progressed pretty much together since we've been in the organization, which is kind of cool.
And I know when you look back at your days at Louisiana Tech, obviously you had the opportunity to play with Braden Bristow, who's also in the Yankees organization. I know Phil Maton was on campus the year before you were drafted, and he's now with the San Diego Padres. You also got the opportunity to play with Gladue and Diaz and some of those guys. Do you ever have an opportunity to maybe catch up with them, or y'all just kind of follow each other online throughout the year?
A little bit of both. I mean, I was with Braden for about a month and a half, 2 months in 2017 in Charleston, and just I wasn't with him in 2018, unfortunately. But I mean, he's coming down to Tampa, Florida on Sunday. Looking forward to seeing him. And then, you know, I follow everybody. I've got the MLB app, which that is. I follow everybody every night. I see if they've thrown, you know, hey, man, congratulations, you know, way to strike out six and two innings, something like that. So I try and keep in touch with everyone.
I got you. That's certainly positive to hear. And what are some of your goals for the 2019 season that's upcoming?
You know, another healthy season. I would just like to hopefully win a championship, because I've gotten to the playoffs every year of my pro career so far, but we've always come up short. And, you know, if I get my name called to make a big league inning or whatever, I would be forever grateful for that.
Absolutely. We certainly appreciate you joining us tonight on Bleed Tech Blue Radio, and we'll certainly be pulling for you this year.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Phil Dill, left-handed pitcher in the Yankees organization, joining us on the Fairway Carts Hotline. Certainly some good stuff when you talk about analytics. And I wrote a piece, I believe it was last summer, about Braden Bristow, who's also in the Yankees organization. And you hear a lot, you know, whether it's on SportsCenter or on Lock It In on Fox Sports 1,
right,
or wherever
right.
it may be, you hear about the analytical side of sport or of baseball. And, you know, he gave us some good insight, you know, and you hear him say, I'm a guy that doesn't throw hard. I throw 92 to 94. And you're like, well, yeah, you don't throw hard.
You ain't
hard.
Sniffed 90 ever in your life, Ben. So.
Yeah, exactly. BC would be lucky if he saw an 85 on the gun. You know
well,
what I'm
that
saying?
Just shows like the type of competition he's going against. And obviously
exactly.
These guys are in the majors for a reason or in professional baseball for a reason. So I can't imagine what that's like from his perspective to just be playing your whole life, and I mean, you've never probably been the guy the nation's watching, but you keep rising up to the ranks, you stay consistent, you do good things well
and
the right things well, and then now you've got an opportunity to potentially make your first major league start this year in some capacity. That's I can't imagine.
Oh, absolutely. And you look at a guy like him, and I mentioned it to him, you know, you're a 27th round pick, and you hear him say that, you know, every guy's out for himself. Well, like, you know, it is what it is. You're making $1,200 a month. Like,
right.
Obviously, every guy's out for themselves, and you have to be the guy that outworks everyone around you. And he's a left-handed pitcher, so he has some things going for him. But, you know, you look at his pro career, 250 strikeouts in 194 innings. That's a pretty good way to get on the radar of the big league team. And we were talking before the show, he's going to make his major league debut if he stays healthy throughout this year. I mentioned that he'll start out the year in AAA in all likelihood. You know, and you go back to, you know, his time at Louisiana Tech, he was the ace of that staff in 2016. He talked about knocking off Cal State Fullerton in that regional. He's a really good arm. He's a guy that Greg Goff brought in his brief time in Ruston, and certainly is making – you know, all of Louisiana Tech very proud. I mentioned Phil Maton to him. He'll be starting his third season for the San Diego Padres. Hopefully Braden Bristow is, you know, high A, double A this year. And there's a couple more guys that are coming through the pipeline. And, you know, we haven't had Coach Burrows on in a couple of weeks, but I'm sure Coach Burrows would tell you how important it is to bring in talent into your organization that gets drafted so that you can have that selling point. And if Phil Dill is a guy that does get the call this year, that certainly helps the image of your program from to the outsiders when you're able to say, you know, we've had two players in recent years make it to the show. So we certainly appreciate him coming on and certainly are pulling for him this summer. And like I mentioned in the first segment, you can join us, bleedtechblue.com. We'll have coverage throughout the minor league and Major League Baseball season of all the former Bulldogs playing baseball professionally. So we're going to go ahead and take our next time out. When we come back from the break, we'll talk a little Dunkin' Dog Lady Texter basketball. You're listening to Bleed Tech Blue Radio Sports Talk 97.7.
First National Bank, the uncommon bank. Banking on a first-name basis. Uncommon. People, service, and convenience. Uncommon. Dedication, trust, and courtesy. First National Bank. Beyond banking, with 100 years of experience. Uncommonly close to you. First National Bank. The Uncommon Bank. www.theuncommonbank.com. Member FDIC.
Hey, DQ fans, looking for the perfect treat to give that special person in your life, even if that special person is yourself? Then skip the cheap tchotchkes and badly decorated boxes of candy and grab a dipped strawberry blizzard made with Ghirardelli. With strawberry and real chunks of Ghirardelli blended into world-famous DQ soft serve, treats don't get any more premium than this, or romantic. After all, you can't spell love without Ghirardelli. So get a dipped strawberry blizzard made with Ghirardelli today. It's only for a limited time and only at your DQ.
The Bleed Tech Blue Radio Show is brought to you in part by O'Neill Gas. O'Neill Gas offers propane delivery to homes and businesses throughout North Louisiana. For more information, go to O'NeillGas.com.
Don't have time to keep up with Louisiana Tech sports the way you'd like to? No worries, just listen to Bleed Tech Blue Radio, brought to you by First National Bank. Call or text the show on the Fairway Car Hotline, 888-993-7762.
Welcome back, Bleed Tech Blue Radio. Ben Carlisle, Beck Haynes, three segments to go in Season 11. Real quick, text on the Fairway Car Hotline from Nick and Monroe. But yet, y'all badmouth Goff.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, Nick, me neither. You haven't heard it from Bleed Tech Blue. Greg Goff is the reason that Louisiana Tech's baseball program is where it is.
Named my dog Goff.
Absolutely. Beck named his dog Goff. So that didn't come from Bleed Tech Blue. Might have heard it elsewhere, but we are certainly happy with the job that Greg Goff did in Ruston. And certainly looking forward to the job that Lane Burrows will do in year three in Ruston. Beck, last week, Dunkin' Dogs went on the road pretty much facing a must-win scenario at Southern Miss. End up falling 73-71 in overtime. A game that Louisiana Tech had a chance to put away in the final seconds with free throws from Amari Archibald. He knocks down the front end. He clanks the back end of the two shots. Game goes to overtime. Southern Miss prevails. Eric Conkle's squad falls to 15-10 overall, 5-7 in Conference USA play, which is Beck. It's disappointing.
It's not good, Ben.
It's disappointing with how the season started. And, you know, there's a lot of debate about, you know, what is the state of this program? Where does the program stand under Eric Conkle? And, you know, you look at the since Conkle took over in 2015 and 2016, Tech has won 78 games to this point, which is the third most in Conference USA. Okay, now you can say, well, we don't have an NCAA tournament to stand for, and I get it, but of the two teams ahead of you, Old Dominion and Middle Tennessee both have 89 wins, and Middle Tennessee's the only one that's gone to a dance.
Let's talk about something, BC.
Let's talk about it.
So you love to say top five in the conference, third best in the conference. Ben, if we go back to, I don't even know what episode it was. There was a couple of them in there where you were just, what's the worst conference in Division One
in football?
Yeah, and other things.
Yeah. Well, hey, listen.
So my question is, if you're going to keep, we had this conversation, this argument today about football, about would you rather be consistently fighting for a conference championship? You know, you have all these stats about lowest budget in the conference, all this stuff.
Yeah, wham. That's Sutton, basically what
Sutton,
you're saying.
No, Sutton made a good point. He said, we have the worst conference. So how are you going to use...
Beck, so what?
Ben, I don't... That's not like a good benchmark.
Beck, I'm not going to... Yes, it is. You have the next to last lowest athletic budget in Division One. How's that not good? Like, you want to talk about, hey, we're not winning as many games. We're not competing with our peers. Well, guess what? We're not competing with them from a financial standpoint either. So what do you want to compete with them? On the court but not off the court? Like, I'm not sitting here telling you that the men's basketball program is on the up and up and that Eric Conkle deserves a 9-year extension.
But they've got the third most wins in conference.
In his 4 years. Like, there's something to be said for that. Tell me this. Okay, after the 2017 season, you have Omar Sherman. You remember Omar?
Yeah.
Miami of Florida transfer says, I'm going pro. Well, have you heard how his pro career's going? I haven't. Then last year, Janai White is forced to medically retire. Correct.
Yep.
Jalen Harris. Oh, I don't want to be coached too hard. I'm going to quit. Okay. Well, you're a quitter. Then you have Daquan Bracey, a back injury. Is that the coach's fault too? Okay, let's fast forward to this year. 2018-2019, Xavion Christian goes out with an injury. Okay, Xavion Christian was shooting 50% from the field, 40% from three, 80% from the line. Want to know how many players in the NBA did that last year? Five.
Playing against the worst conference, bro.
Yeah. So let's take our most efficient offensive playmaker. Let's throw him to the side. Okay. Coach Conkle, you should have recruited. Well, Derek Jean's out for the season, too. Guess what Derek Jean was? Shot 44% from three last year. Number one on the team. Okay, so you lose your best three-point shooter, too. Okay. Coach Conkle, I don't care if your two best shooters are gone. You should win with your recruits. All right. That's fine. We definitely should have went and got some more players after the season started. They definitely could have snuck onto the court. We could have called them Christian and Gene. But instead, we're relying on Daquan Bracey to score. Was Daquan Bracey brought in here to score? No. He's not a great shooter. That's not against Bracey. That's not his game. He's a dribble drive guy. Kick it out to open shooters. Well, guess where your two best shooters are? They're out for the season. I hear it day after day. They can't shoot free throws.
They should probably practice shooting free throws.
Yeah, they should practice shooting free throws. You don't think the coach knows they can't shoot free throws? Like, what do you think he's watching? Well, coach should definitely get a technical to show the fans he's engaged. Oh, yeah, let's give up 3 points to prove something to a ref. You want to know how many players on Tech's team is shooting free throws worse than last year? You want to know? Only one. I get it. The season's not going great. Darian on the hotline says he should be a coach. Well, of course, he is the coach. But at the same time, he's lost 50% of his starters the last 2 years.
He's talking about you should be a coach.
I should be a coach. He's lost 50% of his starters. Call Coach K up right now. Beck, have you ever heard of Zion Williamson?
Yeah, I've heard.
Okay, sit him on the bench. Have you ever heard of R.J. Barrett?
Yeah.
Out for the season. Now go win an ACC championship. Go win a national championship. And if you don't, you might get canned. Now, that's not saying that Eric Conkle shouldn't have the program in a better spot. He should. I completely agree. Is 2019-2020 a big year for the program? Absolutely it is. It's a huge year. They must stay healthy, and we must get back to winning 23 to 25 games a year. We must get back to competing for the top of the conference. I don't like being in 8th and 9th place. I don't think it's acceptable. But I also think that you deserve the slimmest of passes because half your roster gets hurt every year. Take Ben Carlisle off of Bleed Tech Blue and let Beck run it by himself. It ain't happening. All right, I got a question from you. From our good friend Chase on the hotline. 2019-2020, over or under 24.5 wins?
Wait, what was the date, 2020?
Yeah, next year.
Next year.
Yeah.
Under.
Yeah, I'm taking the under two. But guess what? It's a big year, and the program needs to rebound. Now, looking back at this year, Tech's 15-10 overall. UTEP and UTSA coming to the tack this week. Let me tell you something. They better win two games. They need to get to 7-7, and if they don't get to 7-7 in the conference and they finish in the bottom pod, I'm going to record a podcast on my own, and I won't be happy. Looking at the lady textures.
I'm not done talking about this.
All right, well, give me something else.
So you're saying you just give him a pass.
No, I'm not giving him a pass. But I'm saying, like, if you're not going to include player injuries, like, take LeBron James off the Lakers and you have a bunch of bums. I'm not saying the whole roster is a bunch of bums, but you take the two best scorers and shooters off of any team in college football, college basketball, forget football, you're going to have some sort of issues. I get it. Not winning a game on the road is not acceptable. I get it. Like, I want to win like everyone else. But don't give me, we haven't gone to the NCAA tournament in 30 years. We know. You know who else didn't take us to the NCAA tournament? Mike White. Oh, well, he went to the NIT. So what? What, you went to a secondary tournament? Oh, Mike White went to the CBI. Good. He paid for it his first year. He paid to go to it. Keith Richard didn't take us to the NCAA tournament. Neither did Kerry Rupp. We haven't been to the NCAA tournament 30 years, and we all know it. That's the goal we're striving for. But right now, we're in a one-bid league. And guess what it takes? It takes some luck to go to an NCAA tournament. Ask Marshall. They got lucky last year. Look at them this year. Southern Miss beating them by 50.
All right, you can move on.
I got my blood pressure raised.
You and Sean need to go on like a spa vacation together.
I had to give my thoughts on that because that absolutely wears me out. Like, don't tell me Mike White went to an NIT, and don't tell me his product's more exciting. Because I don't care. It's a new era. It's a new coach. Get behind the coach that's here right now. When this team gets healthy, they got some talent. You want to talk? Then show up at the tackle Thursday night. Anyway, let's go ahead and take our next timeout. We come back from the break. Good friend of the program, Mark Montgomery, Lady Texter softball coach, will join us. You're listening to Bleed Tech Blue Radio.
At
First National Bank, part of being the Uncommon Bank is a dedication to community involvement. We are dedicated to the communities we serve. First National Bank has the privilege of partnering with MedCamps of Louisiana for the 2017 Louisiana Tech football season. For every touchdown the Bulldogs score, FNB will donate $100 to MedCamps, a nonprofit organization that provides a residential camping experience free of charge to children living with special needs. Visit their website, medcamps.org, for more information on how you can help. First National Bank, we promise to be uncommon in all things we do. Member FDIC.
Bulldog fans, this is Chris Brister from Brister Smokehouse, and I'd like to invite you to our new location, 1420 Cooktown Road in Ruston, across the street from our old location. Stop in and try our famous scatter load on your choice of four different types of bread. Our barbecue nachos are piled high with your favorite type of meat. And you have to taste for yourself our tender and juicy smoke cooked chicken, my personal favorite. So whether you're in town or at a Tech game or just in the mood for the best barbecue in town, come see us at Brister's Smokehouse, 1420 Cooktown Road in Ruston.
Got stuff you need to store or haul or keep covered? You need ideal portable buildings, carports, and trailer sales. Whatever size building you need, they'll build it right on your lot. They've got utility trailers to haul what you got from 8 to 16 feet, and you can protect it all with a new carport from Ideal, the number one Eagle carport dealer in the state. Store it, haul it, cover it. Ideal Portable Buildings, Carports, and Trailer Sales. 699-9426, or find them on Facebook.
Injured in an accident? Call Creed & Creed in Monroe for local experienced representation. This is KNBB Dubok Rustin Monroe, 97.7.
Get ready for a healthy dose of Louisiana Tech sports. Bleed Tech Blue Radio, brought to you by First National Bank, is back on the radio. Call or text the show on the Fairway Cards hotline, 888-993-7762.
Welcome back, Bleed Tech Blue Radio. Ben Carlisle, Beck Haynes here and live in the Sports Talk 97.7 studios. Now joining us on the Fairway Cards hotline, fresh off a 5-0 weekend in Gulf Shores, Alabama, Lady Texter softball coach Mark Montgomery. How you doing tonight, Coach?
We're doing well. How are you guys this evening?
Pretty good. Coach, looking back at the, you know, we had you on last weekend. You were certainly excited for the season to get underway.
For good reason.
Absolutely.
Congratulations on starting 5-0. That's really impressive.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And you talk about the 5-0 start. What are some of the positives that you saw throughout the weekend from your team?
Well, I think first and foremost, we faced exactly what we expected, which was every team's number one pitcher. You know, that doesn't always happen in a tournament setting because it's just kind of odd. It's just based on we played a couple teams. It was their only game of the day. We had another time where the team that we were playing had either an inferior or an extremely, at least on paper, premium opponent. So we basically got everybody's ace. And to have had the success we had against that, that makes me feel really good about our hitting. To come out of there with above a .300 average as a team, I feel good about that. For pitching, to be holding teams to, a sub-2 ERA, I feel really good about that. So it's a lot of good things came from us this weekend. A lot of different individuals stepped up and had big moments. And so you always like that when it's not necessarily the same person. We love it when people have hot weekends, but, man, I love it a lot more when we have five or six different people have moments that they shine, because then it makes you believe that, you know, nobody, doesn't matter who it is up and down your roster, somebody else can come through for you on any given day.
And you talk about one of those players that had a hot weekend, Mary Terrell, playing in her first collegiate games, transfers in from Ole Miss. Talk a little bit about the outstanding start to her season that she had.
Well, absolutely. You know, it was funny that her very first at-bat was just horrible. It was just horrible. We had bases loaded and no outs. We only ended up playing one run against Tennessee State in that situation. And Mary comes up with, I think, bases loaded, one out, and hits just a little dribbler right back to the pitcher, kind of gave an excuse me, I want to make contact swing. And her next at-bat wasn't any better. It was kind of, again, just a little, a little fear, which you kind of expect sometimes in their first start. And I just told her, I said, you got to hack. Just get up there and have it, right? Trust yourself. Trust all the training that we've done. And don't give me a swing that's going to make contact. Give me a swing that's going to do something with the ball. And, of course, she hits the game-winning home run in her next at-bat. Goes on to hit a couple more that weekend and certainly played with a lot of confidence out in the outfield and at the plate. Gave us a plus 400 batting average as well as the three home runs. So you know, what an amazing weekend, and I think she's just going to play that way all year long.
And last week you told us, you talked about the depth that you have on your pitching staff. That was certainly on display throughout the weekend.
No, it absolutely was. You know, Presley, we start with our freshman, and she struggled a little bit. You know, big stage, first time out. We didn't really want to throw her game one, but that was the matchup we needed to get her out in, and she just struggled. And so we came to a senior, our transfer, Zoe Hicks, and she really came in and had a lot of energy and a lot of fire, and she threw really well, got us back in the game, got us the lead, and then we brought Presley in to close, and it was three up, three down, all three strikeouts. So she showed she was a level above in that game. She turns around, gives a dominant performance against Florida, A&M, and we feel good about that. Then we roll in that next day. We had already determined the matchup of her against South Alabama and Crystal against Auburn. Both of them just deliver lights-out performances. Presley gives you a shutout, a three-hit shutout with no walks, goes the full seven innings against South Alabama, and then turns around and closes the game against Auburn, gets the save. And then, you know, Crystal, six innings against Auburn, gave up the one home run, and she was just amazing, just an incredible pitching performance. And then turn around 12 hours and did it again against Missouri State. Now, obviously, fatigue got her against Auburn, and fatigue got her a little bit in that last Missouri State game. But she was just, I mean, absolutely dominant. You know, only one earned run in each of her starts. And so really pleased with that. And then, you know, went to Jenny Chapman, kind of our jump ball kid. And she came in the last game against Missouri State when the game was on the line. She was in the sixth inning, and the game was 5-4, and she comes in and basically gets a big strikeout to end the threat with runners at second, third, and two outs, and then turns around and pitches the shutout in the seventh inning. So we end up winning 8-4.
Coach, after all these months and weeks of practice and getting to know your team, what surprised you the most about after your five games in? You kind of touched on it a little bit, but is the identity of the team or some areas that you were a little better in or than you thought y'all would be? What surprised you?
Well, we were better in communication. A lot of times that's really rough on teams in the beginning. They're not as chatty and talkative and letting each other know who's got what back, what plays on, what situations, and just all of that kind of, to a spectator, it's not even seen. You know, you're up in the stands, you don't hear the fellas out there doing it or my girls out there doing it, but they're doing it nonetheless. And that was really exciting because that's usually, you know, that's March play, not necessarily February play. So really liked seeing that. And then the other thing I think is just the composure. We had a bad situation against Tennessee State. Against South Alabama, the game was never really in question, but we had three questionable calls. I'll say it like that. I think I can get by with that one. That cost us runs. All three of them cost us a run. So a game that could have been 5-0, and every one of those were momentum plays that took it back to South Alabama. And our girls just stepped up and shut down their momentum and got us back in to hit again. So that was really exciting. And then the last game, obviously against Missouri State. I mean, you're winning 5-0. It looks like you got a cakewalk. You bring Presley, who's been absolutely dominant in. Again, a bit fatigued. I shouldn't have pitched her. That's coaching error right there. But it's early in the season. We just felt like it was the bottom of their order. She just mowed down. But she was, you know, a few miles an hour slower on velocity, just didn't quite have the movement. And they rat her for about, four or five hits, score a few runs. And now all of a sudden you feel tons of momentum on Missouri State side. And so to have a calm person come in that situation, deliver the blow, and then hit a three-run homer the next time to put yourself back out of distance was just it was neat to see that this early in the season.
And, you know, looking ahead to this week, obviously a six-game week, you guys open your home slate tomorrow night with Southeastern before hosting Mississippi Valley State, Southeast Missouri, Wichita State, Abilene Christian, and Fairleigh Dickinson this weekend. Talk about how important it is for you guys to continue to play with a lot of confidence on the diamond and what challenges you guys will see this week against a very competitive field.
Right. You know, it's we got to just keep on. And I tease the girls and I, you know, don't go getting no big head. And they laugh and they hashtag that stuff. They think it's funny when coach talking like that. But, they need to just stay who they are, true to themselves. We're humble. We're going to work hard. We're going to fight for everything. We're never going to take an opponent for granted. And we're just going to go play the game the right way and focus on the process. If we do that, then we've got a great shot to win each one of these games that we play. There's some challenges. Wichita State's a very good team, man. They struggled a little bit opening weekend, but their ace didn't. She was dominant in her two performances. Well, guess who we're going to see? You know, so you know that you're going to see her. SEMO had a great weekend. The only person they lost to was receiving votes, Drake. So, you know, they're going to turn around and deliver a great performance. They put a lot of pressure. They love to run. Southeastern's going to be a good test for us because they are the same way. They love to get after it on the bases. They'll hit and run and bunt and run and squeeze and do all kinds of things on the bases to wreak havoc. So, you know, this is going to be a different set of games, but it's one that's going to challenge us in a different way. So lace them up, make sure that we're prepared, and then coach them up if we've got some things we need to work on.
Absolutely, Coach. We certainly appreciate you joining us tonight, and we're looking forward to another successful weekend for you guys.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Coach Mark Montgomery, Lady Texter softball coach, joining us on the Fairway Carts Hotline. Lady Texter softball off to a 5-0 start. They'll open up their home schedule tomorrow night, 5 p.m., when they host Southeastern. They'll also be back home Friday, 4 p.m., when they face off with Mississippi Valley State. Saturday, 9 a.m., Southeast Missouri, 5 p.m. against Wichita State. That's Saturday night before concluding the weekend with a Sunday first pitch set for 1 p.m. against Abilene Christian and playing Fairleigh Dickinson at 3 p.m. Sunday afternoon. Certainly looking forward to the Lady Texters continuing to dominate on the softball field.
They go undefeated, Ben. What you going
to
do?
I'm heading to Oklahoma City with my boy. Taylor Beck Haynes is coming with me. All right, we can barely get you to the studio, but we'll be coming.
Oh, BC,
to
enough.
Oklahoma City.
Enough.
Beck, I ranted a little bit in the previous segment. Certainly drew some positive feedback on the text line, so might I say that was the best segment of the year.
You say that a lot, and, you know, that's really sweet of you to toot your own horn, Ben. I was, you know, obviously playing the devil's advocate of a lot of the comments you received that we both received, really, because everybody seems to think outside of the studio that I'm a sports genius. So
no, you are.
I can't tell you how many times I'm out and about and people start talking about tech sports, and I'm like, man, I hear you, man. Like,
give me a break.
Yeah, I'm not BC, okay? I can give you his number, but
I hear you. Let's go ahead, Tapes. We're going to go ahead and take our last time out of the night, a little bit of an extended segment when we come back. Who knows what we'll get into?
Who knows?
You're listening to Bleed Tech Blue Radio Sports Talk 97.7.
First National Bank, the uncommon bank. Banking on a first name basis. Uncommon. People, service, and convenience. Uncommon. Dedication, trust, and courtesy. First National Bank. Beyond banking. 100 years of experience. Uncommonly close to you. First National Bank. The Uncommon Bank. www.theuncommonbank.com. Member FDIC.
Game day can be every day with a new Easy Go from Fairway Carts in Minden. Whether you want to hit the links in the number one golf cart in the world, spend family time in your Easy Go multi-passenger cart, or work around the home or farm with a new Easy Go utility cart, Fairway Carts can make it happen. So make your weekend last all week long with a new Easy Go from Fairway Carts in Minden. Call 800-960-CART or visit online at fairwaycarts.net.
Hey, DQ fans, looking for the perfect treat to give that special person in your life? Even if that special person is yourself, then skip the cheap tchotchkes and badly decorated boxes of candy and grab a dipped strawberry blizzard made with Ghirardelli. With strawberry and real chunks of Ghirardelli blended into world-famous DQ soft serve, treats don't get any more premium than this, or romantic. After all, you can't spell love without Ghirardelli. So get a dipped strawberry blizzard made with Ghirardelli today. It's only for a limited time and only at your DQ.
Want to find out stuff about tech sports your neighbor doesn't know? Keep it right here on Bleed Tech Blue Radio, brought to you by First National Bank. Call or text the show on the Fairway Cards Hotline, 888-993-7762.
Welcome back, Bleed Tech Blue Radio. Ben Carlisle, Beck Haynes, John Tabor running the board. Final segment of the season. Beck, do you have anything in your mind that sticks out about this season that you just won't forget?
I mean,
maybe me having to do three or four shows by myself.
Yeah, I will never forget that.
Yeah. I appreciate you.
There's
coming.
The old time I came in a little late. You called me out on the old.
Yeah. You did come in a little late.
But I was here.
No, you were. You were. I was happy to
you
have
you. No, I guess I can say I appreciate your continued patience with my inconsistency.
Yeah, well, you know, I hope to have you back a year or 8 months from now.
I mean, who knows who may come rising up through the ranks.
Well.
I mean,
hey,
I plan to be back, BC. Hey, I signed a contract, okay?
I might be gone.
You gone? Up the ranks of Fox
Sports. Yeah, Fox Sports Radio is called.
Probably tell you to turn it down a little bit.
Probably so. So, Beck, I got a question for you.
Ask me.
All right. First question.
All right.
How will the Duncan Dogs finish this season out?
Bottom pod.
Really?
So you think I don't see it happening.
You think they split?
Oh,
this
they got
week?
So many injuries, Ben. You just got done yelling at me about it.
They split this week, end up in the bottom pod, exit in the first round of the tournament.
Absolutely. I mean, of course. I hope I'm wrong. You know, I'm a pessimist.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, I'm gonna be.
I don't like to be disappointed.
I'm gonna say they end up in the middle pod, 6-10, lose first round conference tournament.
Yeah, they don't make it very far in the tournament.
Not with seven guys. Beck, they had injuries.
I know, Ben.
50% of their players have been out the last 2 years.
Okay, but is there any like that's more than a coincidence? Are they soft?
No, I don't. I mean, Derek Jean had surgery. I mean, Christian and Janai White have had medical injuries.
Yeah, I get that.
Jalen Harris.
That's what I'm asking.
Jalen Harris, dude, soft.
He's soft.
Yeah, Jalen Harris, we'll see.
Where's he playing?
It's sitting out another year at Nevada. You know, gave up a whole year and a half. Yep, nice decision.
If you're trying to get to the league, that's a good take.
Yeah, you got to love sitting out a year and a half. I'm sure Zion would do it.
Zion's about to be done.
But, anyways, okay, Brooke Storrs' team. Right now, 13-11, 5-6 in conference play. They've won three straight. I mentioned mistakenly last week that there's pod play for the ladies. There's not. Yep. Ladies play it straight up.
Don't make that mistake again.
Yeah, I won't. How does Brooks' squad finish?
You know, I feel like they got some momentum going. I mean, Kerry Anthony, we were playing church ball on Sunday. And you know how people yell, Kobe.
Thanks for the invite.
Yeah, you got so many kids, bro, you can't even leave the house. But I'm
You're
just
right.
saying, during basketball, there was some people yelling out, Kerry Anthony.
Really?
Oh, yeah. She's a legend.
That's impressive.
Ben, well, I think they pick it up.
Church league
like
basketball, I'm going to guess the ball didn't go down when they yelled that.
Ben, you know, it's a rainstorm up there.
Yeah. You're out there hollering, Porzingis!
I just remember you go stand in the corner and say, Daddy's corner!
Yeah.
Pass the ball, Daddy's corner!
Oh, man, I could fire it, baby. I didn't get much rotation on the basketball.
No, what you didn't get was I mean, it was Ben shoots like a line drive. Just there ain't no
line drive.
But no air.
So how do you think they finish?
I mean, I don't know how I think they finish. I think they win a lot more games than they lose in the last half of the season.
Do you think they win the conference tournament?
Who's leading in the conference right now?
Rice, 11-0, 20-3 overall.
Nope. I don't. I don't think they beat Rice.
I'm going to say this about Brooke. And this team is – they got some talent deficiencies. I think it's fair to say that. But come conference tournament time, I'm going to say they get to the semifinals of the conference tournament. I think they win two games because they have to win four in 4 days. I think they win two, losing the semifinals. All right, looking at baseball. Over or under 38.5 wins.
I think we touch 40 this year, BC.
I think we touch 42.
Wow.
And we go dancing.
I hope so, man. It's time.
Beck, if they do get to a regional.
We're going.
Nah, you said I got so many kids I can't leave the house. So I'll send you.
Paid,
you can make the
paid
trip.
Paid vacay. Bleed Tech Blue.
Yeah, you can take the trip. Okay, so 42 wins in a regional. All right, Lady Texter softball off to a 5-0 start.
Undefeated. Book it.
No, come on. Be realistic. They're going to drop one. They're going to drop one.
All right, how many games do they play?
Same as baseball. About 40. 56.
55-1. Natty. Champs.
All right, well, y'all just don't listen to Beck because he's lost all control. I'm going to say they win 37 games.
I'll say this. La Tech baseball and La Tech softball have yet to break my heart like football.
They are
life.
In a really good spot, both programs.
Yep.
I think Lady Texter softball goes to a regional as well.
I agree.
I think it's fair
to say.
It's
part of going 55-1. You got to go to a regional.
Absolutely. Okay. All right. When we come back.
Ben, what's your – we're going to take another break.
No, I'm saying when we come back this fall. True or false, BC will be on the J-Mar hype train again.
Oh, true. You're already there. I can see it in your eyes. Come the spring game, he'll throw three completions in a row, and you'll go posting on the board that he's a rock star.
And he's hot.
I hope you're right, Ben. I hope J-Mar.
Yeah, you don't sound like it.
I hope he – I do. I really. I mean, I want the best for Tech, Ben. You know that.
You're right.
I just want something to change. I need some energy or something.
Right. Well, what? I mean, what are we going to do with ourselves on Tuesday nights?
I know what I'm going to do, Ben. I'm going to hang with the fam.
Yeah, you'll probably watch The Office. Something lame like that. My boy Beck.
Ben, what's your...
Might watch Seinfeld reruns. I'll tell you what I'm going to be doing.
Are we at the end of the season or what, Ben?
It's called DVR The Bachelor. Be watching The Bachelor.
You got one favorite moment for the year, Ben? Your absolute, besides maybe the 6:30 segment, 6:45 segment?
Well, that one was obviously one of my favorite.
What is this, your third year running Bleed Tech Blue?
Two and a half? It's been 2 years for sure. I've had about 2 years and two shows.
You're not burnt out?
No, bruh. Bleed
Guys,
Tech Blue is my life.
So much time on Bleed Tech Blue.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, you can join.
Yeah, you want me to run Bleed Tech Blue full-time? Join us. $9.95 a month. Tell them what we got coming up.
I'll tell you. I don't know, Ben. I can't.
Plenty of recruiting news still out there. Right. Spring football, mentioned earlier, starts March 15th.
When is the spring game?
April the 13th.
I'll be there.
I'll have a pre-spring.
That may get in the way of our bowling
Natty championship,
so one of us will have to split it.
Yeah, that's all right. I'll have a pre-spring depth chart out here in a couple of weeks. Dunkin' Dog, Lady Texters continue their push towards the Conference USA Tournament. Diamond Dog, baseball, Lady Texter, softball will be going on throughout the spring. We are your number one source for Louisiana Tech athletics. You can join us. Only $9.95 a month. We'll have you covered all the inner workings of all of Louisiana Tech's athletics program. Beck, before we wrap it up, let's go ahead and thank our sponsors one more time.
All right, Ben. These people that keep us on the show, you know?
Yeah.
Brennan Dodge, Dairy Queen of Ruston, El Dorado, Walpole Tire and Service, Scott Seafood, Ideal Portable Buildings, Brister Smokehouse Barbecue, and our good friends at O'Neill Gas. Don't believe the lies. Oh, and our title sponsor, First National Bank. We thank you.
Absolutely.
Don't believe the lies that just because Bleed Tech Blue is not on the radio, that Ben ain't
grinding,
pumping out some fresh new information.
Absolutely. Actually, today on the site, La Tech defensive back has put his name into the transfer portal.
One of ours?
Yes.
Who?
Join us, BleedTechBlue.com.
Gosh.
Only $9.95 a month. Beck has really been keeping up with the site.
Ben, I keep up. Usually when you text me and tell me you got people riled up.
Absolutely.
That's when I go check it in.
Absolutely. Coming up Thursday night, Dunkin' Dogs at home against UTEP. They'll also host UTSA 2 p.m. Saturday afternoon. Lane Burroughs and the Diamond Dogs will start their season Friday night at Southeastern. First pitch set for 7 p.m. In case you missed it, Diamond Dogs will be without their number one starter, David Leal. Mr. Leal has a broken foot, underwent surgery today, expected to return to the Bulldog rotation in a couple of months. Mark Montgomery, Lady Texter softball coach, thank him for joining us again tonight. Lady Texter softball program's off to a 5-0 start. Defeated 17th ranked Auburn this past weekend. They'll open up their home schedule tomorrow night at 5 p.m. when they host Southeastern. They'll also host five more games this weekend at the Lady Texter Complex. Admission is free. Looking for some cheap child care, get out to the Lady Texter Complex. Check out Coach Montgomery's squad. They're playing extremely well early on in the year. Beck, it's been fun. It's been a great year. 11 shows, 23 episodes. We'll be back in the fall for season 12. Tabes, great job as always. For Beck Haynes, for John Tabor, our producer, I'm Ben Carlisle. We'll see you.
Listen for the First National Bank Bleed Tech Blue Radio Show every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on Sports Talk 977 with your host, Ben Carlisle. Also brought to you by Brennan Dodge, Dairy Queen, Rustin and El Dorado, Walpole Tire, Fairway Carts, O'Neill Gas, and Brister Smokehouse. Thanks for listening to Bleed Tech Blue Radio on Sports Talk 977.
And the same amount of free throws and not put 30 points.
Well, he's earning the free throws. Thank you, Danny. And it's
I think people just don't like his people just don't like his beard because he has food in it. That's the problem.
Mark in Sacramento. Who you with?
Gentlemen.
What's happening?
I apologize to you, Chris, for last Friday. I didn't mean to get so emotional, but I just have a hard time with owners asking for pay cuts and then cutting guys at the back end. That's another
subject. Hey man, you get we get emotional on the show all the time with each other. No need for an apology. It's a good take.
Rob is rubbing off on
you. There you go. Hey, number one, that's a good thing.
But today, Rob, you're wrong, man. It's Westbrook. It ain't even close. Because he's got to get everybody else involved, including Paul George.
But there's nobody to get involved with Houston. Everybody's banged up.
That's my point. That dude's got the ultra green light to fire the ball up 45 times. He should get 30 points every game. He should. Russell Westbrook has to worry about everybody else getting involved, and he's done a great job of that. And if you break a Wilt Chamberlain record,
right,
you're ahead of anything that dude has done. You guys have a good one. I'll talk
All right,
to you
that's a good call.
Appreciate it, Mark.
7-8-0, whatever it was for Westbrook.
No.
Sorry about that, Rob.
My callers didn't get in. They got blocked. They got blocked. And but
you better get on their phone and start texting.
Let
some
me
of
text
your cousins.
Some of my buddies in Detroit.
All right, we will continue this conversation with NBA champion Matt Barnes. That is next. But first, let's get to Deb Carson for the latest in sports. Deb.
Hey, gents.
Deb, which one you think is
Deb
more impressive?
Deb said Harden. I talked to her earlier.
Don't say Harden just to make Rob feel good.
No.
I know you're a kind-hearted soul.
No, I think, again, anytime you can break a record that was held by Wilt this long, I think that is the more significant record because, again, you do need more help. I think James Harden could, again, kudos to him for being able to have that streak. It's ridiculous, obviously. But I think that the triple-double streak is more significant.
Wow.
Personally.
All right, I'm turning my mic off.
9-0, man. That's your cousin. I'm drowning up here.
The streak, I think, is most significant is the Knicks losing skid. How's that?
Well, you know, Jordan had the ultimate mic drop when they asked him which streak was more impressive. He said 6 rings.
Yes, I would agree. Yes, exactly.
And he was just having fun. He was impressed by both streaks, but yeah. he that's a mic drop.
Absolutely. Well, you guys can be the judge of this, whether it's a backpedal or a truth. Arizona Cardinals coach Cliff Kingsbury says he has no plans to use the top overall pick in the upcoming NFL draft on quarterback Kyler Murray, saying Josh is our guy, meaning Josh Rosen. In a video from October, when he was still the Texas Tech head coach, Kingsbury had